Okay. So the Gemara is Kof Lamed Beis Amed Beis. It says the third wide line. Amar Chesna. Zero ala echad, the cave ala echad, the chayayim lashnayim. So the zroa is like the arm of the animal, whatever, arm, upper arm, I think, goes to one kohen, the keva, which is the stomach, one of the stomachs goes to one kohen, and the chayayim, which is the jaws, go to two kohanim, because there are two of them. Okay? So what does that mean? That you have to give it to one and two? You could give it to one and two? Should give it to one and two. Not clear, but that's what it says. So let's see Rashi. So it says like this. Where's Rashi? Remember Chista. Matnos kahuna kachi nechlekas. This is the way to divvy it up. Zroa yanosin lis Israel akon echad. The kevel akon echad. V'chlayim shleikolanim. That's the way you do it. You give them out that way. No, it sounds like the two other ones.
So
four kohanim altogether. Okay, four kohanim altogether. Okay. Fine. Any, it's not true. Yakiyasa Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar B'mah Rava Palginon Lahu Garma Garma. It says it's true because. But the reason why Yosef came, Mr. Meretz Yisrael, he said, Meretz Yisrael, they split it up into bones, they break up each bone into two. So you're telling me that it's 1-1-2. Sounds like you shouldn't be breaking them up. But you see, Meretz Yisrael says they would break them up. The story that they did break them up. So it seems like you could even break it up further. Or you should break it up further. The Gemara says, Hasan b'detura. Okay. Hasan b'detura. Tura is a shar. That's a shar. A bull.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I meant by a shar. The shar agadol. Sheivar agadol v'yoser. Right, they're much bigger limbs. Yafilu ha'yimachalik ha'ivar l'shnayim. Adayin yesh b'chol chelik v'chelik shir nasinim alya. Because even if you break up the limb into two, you still have in each chelak a shear of the size of a good nesina, so not a proper nesina, whatever that means. Of a daka, but by a smaller animal, right, like a sheep or like a goat, right? And by a machalik over the shnayim, right? But that's behema gasa is refers to cows, bulls, those kinds of animals. They're bigger behemas, and then they have dakas, so they're goats and, you know, goats, lambs, you know, those stuff, you know, sheep. So if they have dakas, if you break up the jawbone of a goat into two, if you break up the jawbone of a goat into two, so each chelek is not going to have the shear of a nesina maliasa, of a significant, a sufficient, whatever, proper nesina. Rachmana Amar v'nasan v'lakoin nesina yafa. Versus v'nasan, it should be a good proper nesina, a nice nesina, right? So therefore, it's not allowed. So when Rav Chista is saying Zro lecha kevecha shnayim v'lachayim shnayim, he's saying that you shouldn't. This is how big the pieces should be. You shouldn't break it further. By the Amadaka. Right? This is as far as things can be subdivided. But it's not intrinsically that it has to be complete Avarim. In theory, by Ashar, it could be even bigger. It could be even some bigger cuts. It's not halacha that it has to be these cuts. You cut down even further. Right? You cut down even further. Okay. So that's a Gemara. Okay? So what should we do here? Like, if you just take the simple shot, what's the Gemara saying? What's Rav Chista's Chiddush? Is that even though the Torah says, V'nasan la'kohen, as well as Chayim v'keva, which sounds like it means you give to the Kohen, as well as Chayim v'keva, all three, right? Or four, whatever. He's saying is, no, it's Nechlak with 1, 1, and 2, right? The four Kohanim. That's his Chiddush. Right? It's Nechlak. He tells us there's no halacha that it's all to one Kohen. Could it be to one Kohen? What do you say? Could it be to one Kohen? There's one thing it's telling you, right? There's one thing it's telling you is that you can't do less. You can't break it up less, right? Because it's not going to be in the Sinim Al Yasim. So you could say that's the point of his halacha. This is the way you do it. Don't break it up any further. But if you want to do it all to one Kohen, you could argue that you could. But it doesn't sound, I mean, Rashi sounds like Kachni Nechlekas. This is how it's split up. Right? This is all, you know, this is the way to do it. I mean, unless you'll just say it means, if you're cholik it, this is the way you're cholik it. I mean, he could say that. But I mean, it doesn't sound like he's giving you an option. It doesn't sound like he's saying, if you want, you give it all to one going, if you want, you can split it up. I mean, it sounds like he's learning. This is how you do it, right? Right. I mean, if you didn't have any preconceived idea, which we had, that it's all to one calling, right? You just read this Gemara, and you read the Rashi, and like, what do you say? This is the way you do it, right? And split up, right? Sounds that way. And then what would we be teaching you? It's telling you, first of all, it's telling you that you have to split it up. But any... It's telling you two things, though, I guess, right? You have to at least say it's telling you two, because it's also telling you this is the way to split it up. So, I mean, you could say that's all it's telling you. I mean, because definitely it's telling you this is the way to split it up, because the Gemara is the way to split it up, and you can't split it up further, right? And then the Gemara says, what do you mean? But you see why Ishara does. So the answer, well, you see the brother of the Gemara says he does, so it says, no, that's why Ishara. Right? But it's a chiddush that Ishara is going to matter, right? I mean, it sounds like at first the Gemara interpreted Rav Chisda as saying across the board, this is the way to do it. You can't split it up further. Right? It would seem to be that was Amina. Amina is that this is the way you do it. This is the way to split it up. There you go. So then, we have a kasha, so you could split it up. So the answer is, no. We never meant to say, you can't split it up. We just meant, in the Behemah Daka, you can't split it up. Because you have to have the Sinim Aliyah. But in the Behemah Gasa, again, split up all you as much as long as you still have the Sinim Aliyah. Right? So let's do the Rambam for a second. Okay? I mean, the question is how are we going to approach this whole thing? So he says, you know, this is Tassi Zion. Harod Selite Matanos to Kohen Echad Nosein. If you want to give the Matanos to one Kohen, you could. You see, he openly says you could do it to one Kohen. I'm not sure how he knows, but he knows. Imrotza Lechalek Oson. But if you want to split them up, Lo Yitim Chatzi Kevel Echad or Chatzi Lezro Echad, you shouldn't split it up. El Ezro Echad or Kevel Echad or Chayan Ishmael. Remember, Titan lo she'edva k'dei matana, it should have to be the size of k'dei matana. Imo you shell shor, if it's a shor, cholik osan chatichos. Then you can break it up into pieces. V'hu she'e v'chol chatich k'dei matana, as long as each piece has the size of matana. Whatever that means. It's kind of funny, right? I mean, it's not, there's no exact shir given here, it's just k'dei matana. It's like, you know, matana. Okay. So I guess, what do we have to define here? I mean, what's the most basic thing we have to define here? Without getting into all the things that we're not exactly sure about, I mean, what definitely do we have to define here? And it could be it's a machlokas Rambam and Rashi, right? We're not sure about that, but it sounds like it is. Because Rambam says you ought to split it up, and Rashi doesn't sound like he's kind of like us. But you could argue. You could argue the point, perhaps. But it sounds like the Rambam's learning, the very Chiddush, is that you're allowed to split it up. Because as you say, he holds it that it's allowed to be split up. Right? If you want to split it up, you could. So it could be as you say, you're allowed to split it up like that. And this is how. I mean, the Rambam sounds like how Rots, I mean, it could be it's possible you can split it up.
Yeah.
You're right. It's Tassi Zion in Zerah and Bikorim.
It's
You don't have to. Well, the Ram says harotza liten osam akomen echad. No sense. It sounds like it's not pasha. That's what he's telling you. If you want to, you have to. Then rotza lachalik osam. You could read it that way, but it's not so simple. How else could you read it? That it's a chiddush. That if you want to give it to one kohen, then you're allowed to. What? Yeah. Right. But if you don't want to do that, but you want to split it up, then here's how you do it. But within the Rosh Hashanah effort, that's also a chiddush. Right. Well, chiddush that you're allowed to give it to one kohen. No, if you know not something, you'd know it is a chiddush, because it's not. It is a chiddush. It's not so simple.
Why? I mean, they're both equal. Wrote to this, wrote to that. No,
he doesn't say. He doesn't write it that way, though. He doesn't say mostly to chalik or most of this. He says if you want to give it to uncle, and you could.
Right.
And then he says, and if you want to split it up, then here's how to do it.
Right.
It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing as if you wrote to lechavit leitzinko echad wrote to chalik. Then the matzah lechalik, that means it's telling you two separate things. First, you're allowed to give it to one kohen, and then he's saying it's given that you're allowed to split it up. He's not telling you you're allowed to split it up. That's a given. You get to split it up. But he's saying is if you want to split it up, here's how. Here's how to do it. You're not allowed to split it up in a manner that is not going to be on the scene of Malyasim, today Madonna. But the idea that let me show you the it's a Gemara, but there's a Rambam says like this. It's in the Pirush Mishnayos. On this Mishnah. Or not on this Mishnah, but in this Parak. It says like this. By the way, it sounds here, by the way, he says, Avar Atabach. He's talking about a butcher just on the previous again. Avar Atabach, Volonos Amanaskuna, Ina Basa Nesar, Achila, Vachayev Nidoi. Kachman Forsh Batalmud. He says he gets Nidoi for the butcher for not doing it. And I don't think he's talking about a Kohen who's Atabach. Oh, actually, he doesn't. Well, he's calling the ear. No, he's talking about a regular Atabach. And the simple pshat, and I'm just bringing it up now, but simple reading of this Pirush Mishnayos is that even a regular Atabach, not only a Kohen would be a Nidoi. In Ramam, in the Mishnah Torah, says specifically it's only Kohen, but whatever. Okay, so he says like this. Can't get blessed. So you're not allowed to try to always give matanah to one guy. Okay, and that's a general principle. You're not allowed to just always give the same kohen matanah. The kvar is hiru al kach meod. Okay, so it's a Gemara in Erevin. There's a problem. There's a problem giving him matanos always to one guy. You know, like specifically always. You know, so with that in mind, I think it's possible to say that you also would think that you can't give them all to one guy within one matana. You know,
why?
Well, why can't you give them to one guy all the time? You see there's some idea of spreading out the matanos, whatever the svara is or whatever, but you see you're not allowed to always give it to one guy, so you could equally say, I mean, you have to differentiate and show me why it's different. But you'd say, look, here you have only matanos, and you're giving it all to one guy. So it seems, it says, it wrote, if you want to give it all to one guy, it says you could.
Like, me, the presumption would be that you can't give it to one guy. That's that's in, what's interesting is that you can't give it to the same guy, or that you can give it to one guy that's already like conscious.
But you're right, but still, given that there is an Isser like that, so then you could wonder, is if I'm not allowed to give it to the same guy always, you could wonder whether in violation of that, if I give it to one guy, all my four matanos to one guy in one shot. I mean, it's not simple that those are different.
So you're saying you want to answer this question of why can't you always give it to one guy?
I'm saying is presumably there's an idea for that. And given there's an idea for that, and this sounds like it partakes of that in some sense, but it's different. So I'm saying there is a chiddush that there's a different. It's not clear that they're not. And what I'm saying is, if you want a rotzei to go nechad nosim, you have a right to give it. Otherwise, you should just say im rotzei lechalek matanos lo yitein, whatever. Chiddush said that, we'll be wrong with that. Why don't it just starts like that? And if you want to split them up, so then here's how you do it. Right? Chiddush done that. I would either known, obviously, you can keep them if you want to give them to the guy. But if you're saying there's an independent chiddush that you're allowed to give them to one guy if you want to, so then you know, you don't want to just leave it by, leave it out. But whatever, you don't have to accept there's a chiddush. I mean, either way, you accept there's a chiddush, or you can just try to differentiate between the two. But either way, I mean, once you differentiate, presumably there's going to be a chiddush. But what do you have? What definitely has to be defined now? I mean, that's part of what you could take away. We'll get to that later. But what's the very basic thing? What's the point of this gemara? What's the chiddush of this gemara?
What I'm saying is
that
you have to give to more than one person.
Yeah. Well, it sounds that way. It's not clear. But he says if you want to split out the manos kahuna, the way you split them up is you give one the zroa to one guy, the arm to one guy, the belly to another guy, and the two jawbones to two guys.
Right.
But you can't split it up further. Unless it's a big animal, then you can split it up further. Rambam says that too. Yeah. What's the question? That's my question. That is the question. So what's the question? Does that make sense that you can't split it up further? What? Why not? I mean, on the surface, I mean, as we explain it, presumably that it says havamina, that, look, it's a manos kahuna, and it means that this stuff belongs to the kohanim, and they have to give it to the kohanim. So now, right, it's a dina mamonos halacha, right? It's that they're supposed to mamon, the kohanim are supposed to mamon, and you have to realize that we give it to the kohanim. So you could say, what's the difference if I give it to, what's this idea of kedei nesina? Right, what's that concept? And it is.
The Rashi says, the Talmud Kohen is made of fat.
What?
It has to be inside because
it
has to be a
Mesina Malayasa. Right, but you see is that the Gemara's Kasha was from the Tura is that it's, I'm sorry, I had a story. It says, what do you mean? You see, and there's so they cut it up into pieces. So it sounds like the Kasha is that there's no halacha that there's a limit that has to be big. Could even be cut up into pieces. Who really cares? The answer is no. It still does have to be big, but that's because that was the case of a shar. But you see, if not for the answer, I mean, in the Kasha, who's questioning the premise that the things have to be big, they have to be big in the Sina. So apparently it's the chiddush of this Gemara is this idea of the Sina, that the pieces, since it says Vinasan, it has to be big like a matan. Right? It has to be the size of what it would be considered a matan. But the Gemara is not the Havmin of this Gemara, is that you'd say, is what's the difference? Who cares? Split them up, split them up. This stuff belongs to the Kuna. And I could do to give it out to whoever I want. So I can give it to one kohen, you know, I get 50 kohanim, I get 1,000 kohanim, who really cares? The point is, it belongs to the kohanim. Right? That's what it's coming to teach you, is no, if you want to split it up, you could split it, but make sure this is the way you do it. You don't go overboard, don't cut it up too much. The Gemara says, really? But the guy came from the Shalim said, this is the way they did it. They split it up into little pieces. So, right, they split the bones in half even. So the answer is, no, you make a mistake. They did split the bones in half, but that was by a shor. They were very, very, very big bones. But not here. Not here. Not by the other animals. Right? Not by small animals. So again, so there's a havamina skana whether or not splitting it up is okay. Are you allowed to split up them of the bones into small pieces, or do you have to make sure you still have this idea of being a skana? And it's also funny because they're in a Sina. The Nesina doesn't really have a minimum. And you can do a matana on Shavuot or something. Right? And the Nesina is not a type of Kenyan. So I don't think there's anything wrong with me giving you a gift of a nickel or a dime or whatever. So it's not even clear what that means, Shia Nesina. So it sounds like it means something chashuv or whatever, but... Right? Wait a second. Because it sounds like the Gemara at first. Now, I'm not going to spoil you. I'm sorry. It sounds like the Gemara originally was learning. The problem is the halacha is you have to give an entire limb. It's like the Torah says, Zerolacha and Keva. Now, what do you need? Half a zol? That's not a zol. A zol is a waiver. And you cut it up. That's not the thing, which Torah said. And then the Gemara says, yeah, but you see, for the Eretz Yisrael, they did that. So that's an upplug of that idea. You know what I mean? Like, you can't maintain that because you see that they could do that. So they were saying, no, that's, I'm not saying that you have to give a whole thing, I'm just saying it has to be kedem matana. So it depends if it's a big animal or a little animal. So then the only way to explain the difference between the big animal and the little animal is this idea of kedem matana. You know, so Rashi and the Rambam both invent, I don't know where they got it from, maybe there's some other Gemara or Yerushalmi, who knows exactly, but they both explain it based on that. Because there is no, it's the only way to, I think, only explain the difference. Why should it matter? I mean, half of a limb is a half of a limb. The difference is the Bema Daka is the Devigasa, it's Chashivas, you know. So who cares? It has to be, you know, has to be Chashivas. So I guess they're saying it's because this idea of Titenla or something. But my question is, what's that idea? Maybe just the idea that we're sensing here that this is, what does it mean it's not a good gift? It's Gedeim Nesina. I mean, it is a gift. It's Nesina Al Yasa. Nesina Yafa. I mean, there's a lot of funny words, right? Nesina Yafa, Nesina Malia. Right? It's not like a question. I'm just asking, how do you measure this thing, Gedeim Nesina? How much is Gedeim Nesina? How do you exactly figure this thing out? Is there a weight measure? Who knows? I mean, it's not very clear. I mean, you do know one thing, is that a shor could be broken up. But how much? How much could be broken up? It doesn't tell you. Just make sure it's still Gedeim Nesina. Well, how do I do that exactly? Right? I guess you may try it out on your friend and give it to them and see what they say. If they throw it back into your face or they say thank you. Sounds like that. It sounds like it's a conceptual idea.
You mean subjective?
Well, I don't know, subjective. Your friend has to be an objective guy. Your objective friend. I know, I'm just kidding. I know, I don't know.
Objective implies certain objective.
Yeah, I know, I guess so.
For example, measuring it.
Yeah, no.
Volume or
I understand.
Weight.
Right, I understand. Yeah, it's a good question. Good question. So maybe like this. So what's the thing? Maybe that, see, this matana could be looked at in two frameworks. You could look at matana in the framework of Dine Ma'onas, Bosh Mishpat, Hilchas Chiyo Matana. So there's Kenyanim, Kenyanim and Matana. Right? It's matana. If I give you a dime for free, it's called matana. Right? If I give you a piece of gum for free, it's called matana. If you give me money, it's called a mechira. It's a sale, right? So the matana is a certain, it's a method, it's a type of a kenyan, right? It's a type of a kenyan where it's like a one-sided kenyan, where there's a giver and there's no, right? It's not an exchange, it's just a free gift. That's a nesina, and it is a nesina. It's not that much, whatever. I mean, if you want to study the halachas about it, in a moment, you got to look at mechira. You got to look at a matana. It's a matana. And the halachas of matana don't differentiate between how much it is; it's just quantity, right? But then there's like matana in like the social framework, as like a certain interpersonal action of giving a guy a gift. And even though technically you could be utilizing the mechanism of matana, but in the framework of like a gift has a certain character of a gesture one person does to another. That they feel a certain graciousness to the other person, and they give them something that's yafa. It's loose. The reason why I think it says yafa and alia is because it's like a person. It's like a subjective. Or I don't know if subjective, but it's like it. You have to. It's totally in the das of adam. Is when's it considered a gift, a real gift? So I don't know. You have to give it. That's just how are you going to measure it? You can't quantify it exactly. But if you give it, you'll see. You have to go to the, I guess, by the objective standards. So however, and everything's different. It may be very little, but it may be fancy meat or fancy stuff, so then it'll be whatever. It's going to be depend on the object. I mean, maybe we could think about further exactly the rules. But saying is, that it's when it says titen lo, it means it's the human activity of gift giving. Okay? And the human activity of gift giving doesn't just mean to invoke the mechanism which gift giving entails, the monetary mechanism which gift giving makes use of, but it's a certain type of social activity. And if I give you a little tiny bit of crumb or whatever, a small little thing, you don't say I'm giving you a gift, even though in terms of the momentous I do. So there's like the human activity, the Torah created a mechanism, a type of a kinyan, in order to, that's what enables gifts. But it doesn't mean every time I use that kinyan I'm involved in the human activity. The character of the activity isn't really gift giving. Even, it's just a mechanism or whatever. It's a transfer which is based on the kinyan matam. So that's what it means in the Nesina Ma'aliyasa. The Nesina Ma'aliyasa, Nesina Yafa, means it's Nesina with a quantity such that its character is like a human gift. But he doesn't want to say it's not a matana. That's why I think he says Nesina Yafa, Nesina Ma'aliyasa. He doesn't want to say it's not a matana because matana is vague. I mean, in one framework it is matana. But when the matana gains the proper quantity, or whatever, characteristics, now it becomes a human gift. And where does it gain the character of a gift, of a nesina? Does it gain its character from the Dine Mamonis Shabbat? What's the Dine Mamonis Shabbat? Namely, that there's an object which is being transferred from the Rishus of one guy to another guy with no one-way exchange of shavias. That's a gift. That's what you define a gift in Dina Mamonis. Right? Totally based upon Dina Mamonis. Then there's a way to define a gift which is not based on Dina Mamonis, but it's based upon the psychology of people. So you may be transferring money from one guy to another guy, shavias, without it as an exchange, but it's not defined as a gift because psychologically no one's going to feel like it's a gift. There's the definition of a gift is based upon the psychological effect that I create a goodwill between two people. So it's a transfer. It's using the monetary transfer institution of matana to create a goodwill between people. And in order to do that, since it's like it's a transfer which has an objective, therefore the chafza which is being transferred has to have a chashivas to it. Otherwise, it doesn't have that character. It's not an action of transferring of gift giving, because actually gift giving is where you're trying to create a goodwill to make the other guy feel a tova to you, and that's only possible where the nature of the gift has this quantity of chashivas. So I'm saying it gains the definition of matana is not, you can't define it if you stick in the world of dina mamonis. The world of dina mamonis is purely quantity, but it gains the definition from the human social framework. Gift. It can't just be reduced to dollars and cents. It's a concept of the character of the action from the framework of human beings.
You could
think about a little more, and then let's see if we get the steps in the Gemara here. The steps in the Gemara and the Rashi, the Rambam, let's see if we can get, see where originally the Gemara thought, on the shore, what's happening, what's kind of at the shore. I mean, just see if we can just kind of put all the different pieces together, but and he has more to do.